ever been to being fired from this program, Pinto. This is as close as you've ever come to being fired on the spot. You were playing a Ricky Martin song on the Mike McFeely Show here on KFGO.
He had a good run.
Wow.
This song is in honor of that photo on Facebook. This is how excited you look.
Jeez. I'd turn it down if I were you, Pally.
Wrong way.
Left is down, right is up. What Pinto is referring to is my photo on Facebook from my Friday night reunion party. I posted it on there. I'm looking rather unimpressed, but yet have a couple of beverages in my hand.
You sure do. Hello, my name is Mike. Is that what it says?
Yep, that's my little sticker on my chest there. Oh. And what I did was I'm having a caption contest.
Why do you have two? You have two beers in one hand.
This is a true story. Okay. So I'm drinking a beer. Okay.
Who are you looking at?
I'm not looking at anybody.
Yeah. Well, you're looking at somebody.
The reason I have two beers in my hand is because I
had
one.
Two for one?
No. Just would you let me finish? I had one beer in my hand. And there's one of my classmates who would just viciously attack me on Facebook. He's one of those guys. And to the point where I finally blocked him on Facebook. It's like, Dave Faber. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, why are you doing this? And I tried to get him to knock it off and he wouldn't. So he just kept ripping. So I blocked him. And so when I showed up at the reunion, he went up and said, hey, here's a beer. We're okay. And he kind of did that thing. And so that's why I had two beers in my hand.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, if you want to still enter the caption contest, you have about 52 minutes to do so. I have 85 captions that have been entered so far. The best one, and there is a front runner. I'm not going to say which one it is, but there is a front runner. The winner will win a free smoothie or a sandwich or something.
Going all out.
Do you want to contribute cash there, Big Shooter?
Winner receives
a free weekend at Lake Blanche.
How about my This Is Dull? Can I enter and just use that one?
You talking about my show?
No. The photo. That's be the caption. My This Is Dull. Because you look bored to tears. And you're looking at somebody.
I am looking at somebody.
I don't know who it is.
I think over on this side of the room was where they had the thing set up where they had like the people who had passed away or no longer with
us.
Oh,
sure.
And so I think I was glancing.
I have about 10 or 11 in my class.
Yeah, you're much older than me.
I'm not that much older.
Let's do the four pack. Go on Facebook, Mike McFeely, enter. It's fun. Mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day. On the Mike McFeely Show, Steve Simon just followed me on Twitter. He was just in the studio. Now he's following me on Twitter. I'm going to follow him back. Hang on. Got to click on this. Hang on.
Okay.
He's got 72,000 followers. I'm going to click on follow. There, I'm following you now, Steve. I suppose he's listening in the car out there.
Sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I only got like 3,000.
Run for office.
With only 3,000 followers, I wouldn't get very far. Number four on our list today, Jurgi. Hey, this sounds like fun in Peoria, Arizona.
I know where that is.
A hot tub threesome has landed two women and a man in trouble with the law.
What's wrong with three people in a hot tub?
Authorities in Peoria, Arizona charged Gina Marie Rayner, her boyfriend Anthony Michael Vecchiola, and Jennifer M. Duchnowski for having
three people in a hot tub?
Bow wow in an apartment complex's hot tub.
Oh.
Yeah, they were out like in the courtyard of their apartment building doing a little, splashing around the hot tub. They now face charges of public sexual indecency. Rayner is also charged with leaving her two young children alone in her apartment.
Oh, see, that's of concern. If the children were left alone.
Well, sure. Yeah. So
that's probably part of the reason they were charged. They might have just said, knock this off. But since the children were left alone, thus the charge of public sexuality and a hot tub or whatever the specific laws that you recited there.
You know, I walk my dog on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings at MB Johnson Park in Moorhead.
Yes.
And one of the people with whom I walk my dog, we have a group of people that get together and walk our dogs collectively.
And then you later get in the hot tub?
No, 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 not with those people, no. Jeez, creepers.
Oh.
They're fine people. But
were you in any hot tubs at the reunion the other night?
No. Okay. No, bonfire, but no hot tubs. And anyway, one of the guys who we were walking with said that he was walking his dog one day at high noon, like on a Wednesday, and he rounded a corner in MB Johnson Park, and down there in the middle of the meadow, there were a couple of people down there rather enjoying this nice sunny day at MB Johnson Park.
Nature walk.
Sure, you can put it that way. And this guy's dog saw these two people rather enjoying the afternoon, ran up to them and was licking the people and saying hi. And
sure.
The next thing you know, this guy was jumping to his feet and, you know, reclothing himself. Would that be the way to put it? And the young lady was busy reclothing herself, and the dog was just trying to be friends. And
so now you started to walk the dog at noon.
No, 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 no. Steve Simon just posted a photo of me on Twitter. It says, "Great to be with these always entertaining Mike McFeely."
It's a nice thing to say.
It is a nice thing to say. There's a picture of us right there in front of the KFGO sign. Number two on our list. Well, this isn't very good. Vietnamese cat owners are living in fear, Jerry, because restaurants in that Southeast Asian nation are
catnapping.
Yes, they're catnapping. Exactly. And so Vietnamese cat owners are
not the kind of catnaps we take. Just
no,
a little
no, no.
20-minute snooze.
Literally taking cats.
And then they meet their demise.
Yes. Chef Le Nguyen Chen of Vietnam says, quote, "Eating cat meat is better than eating dogs, as the meat is more sweet and more tender than a dog."
So they're snatching cats and then selling them on the black market to restaurants.
Cats sell for between $50 and $70 depending on the size. A hefty sum for an impoverished nation. While some traders claim to breed the animals legitimately, there are hardly any regulations in place.
Mm, never had that.
Not really interested.
No.
So
there's
here in America we treat pets.
How do they prepare them? Do you know?
Well, here's a picture.
Oh,
no, just of a dish. Looks like they're mixing it with some vegetables there.
It's in Hanoi, yes. Yes. Enjoy tea or coffee in the company of domesticated felines. Okay.
How's this for a segue? One more reminder that tonight at Lindenwood Park is the pause walk for shelter animals here in Fargo-Moorhead. Oh. I'm a member of the board of directors of the Humane Society here in town, and we'd love to see everybody show up with their dogs on a leash to raise money for the Humane Society.
Is Rudy taking a little cat nap so he can take part tonight?
Rudy is. Rudy's at home alone right now. Mm-hmm. He's resting up, probably starting to, you know, preen himself now,
Sure. What's he wearing? Anything?
He'll probably wear his I Love Rescue Pets green collar.
Okay, or a Spud sweatshirt.
He had a kerchief on last year. Oh, yes. Emma put on his paws walk kerchief.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, with that in mind,
you gave me a check. You didn't have to do that.
Give it back then.
Well, here. You guys,
I wrote it out.
I reached my goal.
No, we've surpassed it then.
Okay.
There
well, thank you, Jergy. Well, I appreciate that. You don't have to do that. I like that. What are we?
You see, I made it out to the Humane Society.
Yeah, why didn't you make it?
To Mike McFeely?
I told everybody to make it out to Mike McFeely.
I know you did. I wanted to make sure
it's not true.
Got into the right hands.
Make it out to me.
It could be a clerical error, you know.
This picture that Steve Simon, I kind of have a gut on, man, this picture here. I got to suck in my gut. I have bad posture. I got to suck in my gut. Number two on our list, Jergy, Brock Jensen.
Yes.
Former North Dakota State quarterback, a three-time national champion, a hero to tens of thousands of Bison fans throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. He got some bad news last night. He was released from the Miami Dolphins after just 3 days of training camp. He is looking for a job, presumably trying to hook on with another organization.
CFL? Nothing wrong with the Canadian League?
No, it might be a possibility. His former teammate Ryan Smith is making a living in the Canadian Football League.
I think he'll do well, don't you think?
I think so, yes.
I think they're playing now. The Canadian
League is... Actually, they are playing, yes.
I noticed that ESPN2 is carrying some of the CFL games.
Yes.
What do they call the ESPN up there? TSN?
Something like that.
Daniel? Is that what they call it? TSN?
Daniel's not listening. Okay, he's checked. He's got vacation coming up here later this week. He's totally checked out.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, there was hopes that he would make it, but then they signed someone else, I understand.
They signed somebody else right away. But he must not have been doing well if they cut him 3 days into training camp. That's a rather early exit for Brock.
Yeah, well.
Wasn't going to work out.
Well, something might work out.
TSN, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you listen now?
Thank you.
I was listening the whole time.
No, you weren't, because you're glazed. What should I do on Thursday on my first day off? I think I'll watch the Murder, She Wrote marathon.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I'm wide open on Thursday.
On TBS. That'd be awesome, man. Yeah. Moved over to West Fargo by now? You're out of Moorhead now?
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Well,
there goes a vote.
You said Oakport Township was going to become part of the city. I said, I'm out of here.
There goes a vote if you run for council.
You wouldn't vote for me. You think after work with me every day, you think he'd vote for me?
I guess that was
nuts.
That was, yeah.
Number one, Jesse Ventura. He won his defamation lawsuit, jury. He won $1.8 million, which is much less than what he wanted. But in the end, I guess Jesse Ventura's lawyers proved that he was defamed by what war hero Chris Kyle said in his book.
His lawyer says that he thinks that the jury acted fairly. It was an unusual split verdict. The judge, Kyle, no relation to Chris Kyle, Richard Kyle is the judge. He called the lawyers in this morning, I believe, and asked if to settle this thing, if there was any possibility they would agree to a non-unanimous verdict. And both sides discussed it, and they did. I believe it was 8-2. And so he's awarded some sum. Now, the attorney for the widow, the estate of Chris Kyle, says that the award will be covered by Ventura's attorney said the award will be covered by insurance, but her attorney and the attorney for the estate said not necessarily.
No,
and they are considering an appeal. His attorney, David Bradley Olson, Ventura's attorney, said it was more important to Ventura to get a verdict that showed Kyle's story was a lie. But the sum was, as you said, 1.8. And in closing arguments, Ventura's lawyers were asking for between, $5 and $15 million.
A huge amount.
And I would assume that Ventura's attorneys are going to take a piece of this award.
A pretty good piece of this.
I would think a third, for sure.
Yes.
And I don't know what their agreement was, and we'll probably never know. But I wasn't covering the trial. I know you had the Pioneer Press reporter on several times, and it would have been a tough win, I think, to get the full award, or a tough for Ventura to get that kind of money. But he's gotten some. He was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read. I don't know if he was
You know
nearby.
Where he was?
I don't know.
He was at the Tournament Players Club of Blaine. There's a senior golf tournament, I think. There was some event there today, and he was there. I saw pictures on Twitter of him at that tournament. People saying Jesse's not even in the courtroom. He's at the... in Blaine at some golf tournament.
Okay.
Stay classy, Jesse.
Okay, she was not there either, Kyle's widow. So it sounds like there will be an appeal, and that would go to the circuit court, St. Louis, St. Paul, St. Louis, a circuit court. They would usually it's a three-judge panel, and depending on how they rule, you could ask for the full appellate court to review the jury's award. But it's highly unusual. Jim Monk covers federal court more than I. But it's allowed this split decision, but boy, it's pretty rare, I think.
Or
it's usually a kind of unanimous decision. That's what we're used to, right?
Yeah.
The jury's
got
to agree, but the judge allowed it, and that's what happened today. So trial's over.
Thank you, Paul, and thank you again, seriously, for the nice donation to the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead. I appreciate that. I know you're a dog lover. You have Norman and Millie, even though you abandoned them last weekend and went to the lake and had a great time, and they had to sit around the house lonely and whatnot. But Paul, thank you very much for a nice donation.